Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can control the topic here. You can bring up anything you want to discuss with us. My name is Ian.
And I'm Mark.
And our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. The live Sunday edition of the program. You can also join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Just send a contact request on over, and then we will approve it. And that point from that point forward, it'll be very easy for you to call and get interactive with us here. So again, toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Edward Snowden is back in the news. He's continuing to release information, or at the very least it's WikiLeaks or whoever it was that he gave the information to initially. They are continuing to slowly let information out of interest.
Well, Snowden he gave to Glenn Greenwald and those folks, right?
He gave it to multiple places, right, from what I understand.
Yeah.
I mean, not a whole lot of them, but a few different ones. So he's back in the news over at RT.com. National Security Agency whistleblower Edward Snowden answered questions from Canadian students on Monday, telling them that mass surveillance can actually harm the ability to prevent terrorist attacks while also being detrimental to personal privacy. Speaking at Upper Canada College in Toronto via webcam from Russia, Snowden was joined by journalist Glenn Greenwald as the pair fielded questions from high school students. Wow, can you imagine going to a high school where they actually let you talk to someone like Ed Snowden?
That'd be stunning.
It is shocking. When asked about domestic surveillance, which new reports show Canada has engaged in, or rather is engaged in, Snowden argued that the practice could divert attention and resources from more focused efforts that would yield better results. I mean, after all, the NSA is collecting so much information. And the Canadian version of the NSA, I don't know what they're called, but they exist. They're collecting information as well, and they're just collecting so much data, you can't humanly review it. You'd have to have some kind of an algorithm going through to try to find things that are interesting, and even then, you're, again, just relying on some sort of computer program to pick things out.
In a lot of cases,
it's not very efficient.
Agreed. I think that the argument that'll be made by these intelligence organizations is, you know, even when that may be true, but then we have human intel, and when something comes up on our screen as far as human intel, we can go back and start looking at what these people have been doing for the course of 6 months or a year or whatever, and see if they look terroristy. You know, I can see who they're calling and where they're calling, and you know, maybe the content of their emails. We're told they're not doing that, but we know they are. Look into the content of their emails and all these things in order to find out what they're doing. We can put somebody on the job.
The former NSA contractor pointed to the Boston Marathon bombing that took place in 2013, saying that once it had occurred, the agency realized it already had data on the suspects, and they had been previously flagged. Nonetheless, the NSA failed to predict, detect, or to stop their plot. Quote, the problem with mass surveillance is when you collect everything, you understand nothing,
yeah,
says Snowden. His comments came on the heels of a new report revealing that Canada has been running a global surveillance program of its own, one that has operated in countries such as the United States, Britain, Germany, Spain, Portugal, codenamed Levitation. The program allows government agents to archive internet activity, including which files are uploaded and downloaded, as they try to uncover terrorists. The topic of Canada's newly proposed anti-terror law also came up, since the bill would allow police to detain terror suspects for up to a week, making it easier, supposedly, for law enforcement to arrest suspects and criminalize the promotion of terrorism, among other things.
Yeah, but what does terrorism mean at that point?
When you allow them, whatever
they want. Yeah, when you allow law enforcement to detain somebody for a week, you're allowing them to do that to you, because
that's right.
At any point they can die. Remember, domestic terrorism is as big of a problem as international terrorism and folks from the Middle East and all that stuff. Most of the terrorism that goes on in the world is not Middle Eastern Islamic terrorism. So you need to consider that means you. If the police decide that you parking in the wrong place is somehow terroristic, you know, you've been parking too close to this government building and maybe taking pictures or something like that.
They don't like that.
They absolutely don't like that. And they can bandy it about, and they don't even have to bring it in front of a judge for a week? No. No, no. This is the wrong country for people even to be talking about this.
Snowden has
anybody
good
who
advice.
Suggested this in the United States should have been fired, and I'm thinking a lynching might be in order.
There's a lot of really good quotes from Snowden in here, Mark. Here's one of them. Snowden told the Canadians they should consider the contents of the new law seriously. Quote, "Once we let these powers get rolling, it's very difficult to stop." And isn't that true? I mean, that's just a true statement of governments, period. They create some new program, and then once that program gets created...
It's an entitlement. Not just the people who benefit from it, but the government employees on top of it.
Well, and not only that, but also once the program's created, it gets bigger. It becomes more expansive than it had ever been initially envisioned. And then once it becomes larger, and obviously has to have larger budgets, more staff, you hire more bureaucrats. Before you know it, those bureaucrats are lobbying for more privilege and laws and controls and taxes. And then how do you shut that down? You know, at this point, what are the odds the TSA, which I think almost everybody within the sounds of our voices tonight would admit is a very poor agency. This is, you know, one of the worst government agencies, one of the most privacy invading, the most, you know, freedom destroying agencies out there.
Well, let's not forget that we don't get to see them, their self-tests very often. It's been some time since we've gotten
That's
one.
That's right, yeah.
But every time we've seen one, it's been a disaster. The three times I can remember, it was 75% of guns, knives, and bombs that they test themselves on with their red team got through. Yeah. The second one I can remember was 80%, and the third one I can remember was 100%. These have to be leaked because the government won't tell you how incompetent they are. They're really bad at that. They want you to say, we're protecting, they're protecting us. Yes, they might steal our tablets now and then, but it's a small price to pay for protection. Well, you don't get the protection. They're a bunch of incompetent boobs.
Another quote from Snowden. There's a few of them dispersed throughout here just as sort of separate from the article. Quote, "The cost of standing up against wrongs pales compared to the sense of peace that it brings." Also, "When the data set reaches a certain point of richness, the temptation to use it for new and novel purposes cannot be resisted." The idea being there that they've collected so much information. Yep. They've got this very, very wealthy amount of data that they can mine for all kinds of purposes, even illegal purposes and purposes for which they, you know, ostensibly weren't set up to do. Like, oh, now we've got all this information on our political opponents. Oh,
well, I think
who could resist the temptation to go into that?
That's what is the scariest part of all of this is. Is anyone listening to me so naive that they don't believe that this information that they collect is so valuable? And I'm talking about information like information on the emails and telephone calls of judges, politicians, potential, you know, people running for office that are running on the platform of perhaps wanting to do away with the NSA. Really? I mean, you think we live in such a pure, society where, oh, yeah, no one would ever use this information for anything untoward. Yeah, right. I mean, that's crazy.
Doug is with us listening to KTGO in Tioga, North Dakota. Hey, Doug.
Hey, guys.
Welcome.
I've talked to you before, and I was just hearkening back to an article I read in Der Spiegel magazine. It's basically the Time equivalent or Newsweek equivalent of over in Germany. Mm-hmm. But they had they're a little more sophisticated in their uncovering of and divulging the information that are coming out of the Snowden leaks. And I would like people to just reference that article in Der Spiegel and look at the long list of divulged information, specifically that pointing to the fact of all the false information that they are printing out, all the undeveloped stories that they obfuscate or they promote, and just how sophisticated these people are in manipulating us. And those of us in the freedom movement, and I've been a part of it for a long time, and I'm seeing a lot of information fatigue because everything is getting ramped up.
Stand by, Doug. I want you to finish your thoughts up here in a moment if you've got time. We'll bring you back. 855-450-FREE. You can take control here on Free Talk Live.
Going back to my business thing, you cost me a lot of misery, and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite. 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had, like, chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to, like, 70-some-odd things. So the dermatologist, it was like, oh, yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days. But she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
I was like, oh, that's it. I give her the Dynavite after 5 weeks. And one morning, there was nothing there. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome. You can dial in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features for free. With you tonight, it's me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And Mark, tell me, what's the best way to get a free pound of some of the best coffee out there?
Well, you go to coffee.freetalklive.com. The coffee we have there, we've teamed up with BuzzBox, and the coffee is, it's delicious. It's shade-grown. It's 100% organic. You're not going to taste, it's top 1% grade Arabica beans. You're not going to taste coffee that's better than this. It's among the best coffee you'll taste in your life. And it's fantastic. It's much, it's cheaper than going to those, you know, that, those chain coffee stores. Mm-hmm. Significantly less costly to brew your coffee yourself. And it's much tastier than the stuff you're going to get at the grocery store. It's better for you. It's organic. They're not using any of the pesticides, leaded fuel, and those sorts of things. You know, when leaded fuel gets burned, the lead goes into the ground. You don't want your coffee, you know, grown in that. So go try it out. Get a free pound. What really makes BuzzBox different is they give us some of the proceeds back so that we're able to give microloans through Kiva.org and help people around the world live a better life. And this is really a phenomenal aspect, and I'm delighted. We've got another check from them that we'll be depositing and giving out more microloans here shortly. So
cool.
It's if you want to help, if you want to be involved, we would love to have you. Just go get a free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. It's a subscription program. You can cancel it at any time. You pay the shipping on the free pound, but we'll give you a free pound. It's coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right. We've been talking about Edward Snowden. There's more to say here. The RT story from RT.com about his speech, or I guess discussion, that he had with a group of high school students in Canada. And of course, Canada has been in the news due to some of the Snowden revelations that have come out recently, showing that they've got a secret intelligence agency. I mean, maybe it's not a secret to the people in Canada, but heard about it previously that he'd only been pointing out things the U.S. government and the U.K. government secrecy agencies have been doing. Now Canada's involved. And so we'll talk a little bit more about that. Snowden's got a lot of interesting stuff to say, good ideas and sayings. We'll get back to the story. But Doug is on the line with us listening in the Tioga area of North Dakota. And Doug, you were saying that you had some comments about Der Spiegel, which is a German magazine that had done some initial reporting on Ed Snowden, if I'm recalling correctly, a while back. Now, what was it that you were saying about them? Were you saying that they were about as reliable as mainstream media in the U.S. or more reliable?
Well, actually, I was not saying that. I was trying to point out that Der Spiegel, regardless of how you view them, they are a long time voice of the mainstream media in Germany. But of late, they've taken it upon themselves to kind of break out of the mainstream mold, and they have actually been a beneficiary that has done a good public service in releasing information that would never be released in the mainstream media surrounding the intricacies and the fine points down to the point of actually releasing the verbatim transcripts of the Snowden document leaks that outline the specific coordination and bureau to bureau and point to point efficiency of how they are effectively counteracting information that is deleterious to their program of it. And
yeah, but just to be clear, when you say their program, you're talking about the NSA, not Der Spiegel.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, they have done a good job from what I've seen. I remember we did report on some of their initial Ed Snowden reporting a while back. And this is what in the United States, this is what unfortunately you have to come to expect, is that it's the international media that's going to do the best reporting on the United States.
They're certainly going to give an angle that you're not getting.
We're reading this from RT.
Yep. I mean, it just happens over and over again. I feel like I can't trust domestic media to give me the right story.
I think you can trust
areas.
I think you can more likely trust independent domestic media, but the mainstream media, they're more likely to take the official press release from the state and just parrot it word for word in some cases.
There's a lot of independent media in the United States that I don't trust at all. I mean, it's just like paranoid, weird, claptrap.
Conspiracy theorists. Sure.
But not just that. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff out there. So I have a difficult time sort of parsing out what I believe and what I don't believe about domestic stuff. I like in many ways, I love the fact that we have an international press corps so that, you know, we're hearing things from different areas.
Any other observations you want to share tonight, Doug?
Yeah, real quick, in closing, I would encourage all the folks who are out there who are interested in truth, who don't have a set agenda, who want actually to be able to parse out and determine what is actually going on. You're in for a hard road, and don't think that it's going to be easy. Go to as many sources as you can and sit down with friends who you trust and parse it out amongst yourselves and say, what bears witness to my soul, to what I'm seeing out there in the real world? Because we have a fight on our hands, guys. This is getting serious. They're up in the ante, and we've got to up the ante. We can't back down and get the information fatigue. We can't let them just blow us out of the water with all sorts of disinformation and obfuscation and distortion and just total factual unfacts. You know, excuse my poor English.
Good points tonight, Doug. Thank you for the call tonight. Yep, I appreciate it. Let's talk to Alma in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live, Alma.
Hey, sweetie. You know, I was going to talk about other stuff, but since you're on that, I've been on radio shows for a while talking about this, and they tell me I'm just propaganda. But back in about 2004, 2005, they were white vans. I live in a rural area, I mean Dirtville. There was white vans on every corner in the country. No markings, and they were messing with the telephones. And I called someone I knew.
How do you know that?
They were messing with telephone lines. I know where the telephone lines are.
She saw them. Okay.
I watch the telephone people. I know where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
So they were at where the places the telephone people go. But they were unmarked white vans. And I called somebody I knew in government, and I started talking about it. And they didn't want to talk to me. They go, I said, they're tapping our lines. And they go, no, they're not. I said, there's something going on here. And after that, for years and years, every time I'd call, I had a click, 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 click. You could tell somebody was messing with me.
Now, when was this? You said
2004?
2005.
Around that time.
Now, just a little bit of info for you, Alma. The phone taps that are happening are not happening by someone climbing up a telephone pole. That might have been the old way to do it.
These are in ground. They're in ground here. Our telephone lines are in the ground.
Okay. Well, either way, if they're underground, it's not about somebody going in and tapping in at the line.
All over this county, unmarked vehicles.
It's certainly creepy. I mean, for all you know, they were shooting laser at cars for speed trap purposes.
And stuff, I'd get click, 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 so I couldn't talk.
Alma, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. That's not likely indicator that your phone call is being recorded. If you're hearing a clicking noise, it could be all kinds of different problems with the line or with one of the phones that are connected to the line.
There's suspicious. I mean, if I had that experience, it'd make me wonder too.
They're recording the calls at the incoming data centers.
You think
they
wouldn't have to go and do anything to the line?
Yeah, no. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15, get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2-GUNS-80.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free here to bring up anything you'd like. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. You've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And you can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got Skype as well. You can Skype into the show. Username there is lrn.fm.
It's Valentine's. It's going to be, I guess,
coming
on up. Saturday. Yeah. So you shouldn't be screwing around. Now's the time to make your plans. And I'm going to recommend Cherry's Berries. You go to berries.com, berries.com, and get the most delicious sort of dessert treat that I think you're ever going to have. I mean, they're just so good. They're dipped in milk chocolate, dark chocolate, and white chocolate. They're big, delicious strawberries. They're so much better than the ones you get at the grocery store. It seems like there's never a sour one, whereas when I go to the grocery store, they're always, it seems like half the box.
Sour. We've had our share of Sherry's berries, and we've never had a bad quality berry.
Yeah, yeah, it's really hard to complain about that. It's delicious. Berries.com, there's a microphone in the upper right-hand corner. You click on that, use coupon code FTL, and you can get these Sherry berries starting at $19.99. That's a 40% savings over retail. And I recommend this. You can double your order for just $10 more.
You should do that.
There's a use coupon code FTL and get your berries for your loved one. It doesn't have to be Valentine's Day. Isn't just for your significant other, whoever they might be.
Mm-hmm.
Moms love to be paid attention to on Valentine's Day. Kids, well, they like gifts anytime. And you're going to enjoy sharing these berries too. So it's, I highly recommend it. Please go do it now. Berries.com, BERRIES.com. The microphone's in the upper right-hand corner. Type in FTL. That makes it easy. Order today. Don't let your chance slip by. Valentine's Day, it's coming.
It's a fine idea. Berries.com, code FTL to get the deals. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. We've been sharing with you a story from RT.com, and as our last caller, or two callers ago, pointed out, the international media is the place to go to get the best reporting in a lot of cases on stuff that's happening of interest in the United States. The Ed Snowden story has been reported on most, I think, in the best way by groups like RT and Glenn Greenwald, independent people who are located physically outside of the United States jurisdiction. Now, of course, I'm not going to, I shouldn't say RT is independent. RT is a Russian government funded organization. So you don't want to turn to RT to get the best information.
So BBC,
about
though,
Russia.
Right? I mean,
correct. And BBC's renowned worldwide.
Voice of America. There's all kinds of government funded news organizations.
Voice of America is U.S. government funded, so you definitely wouldn't want to turn to them.
No, I'm just.
Right.
You would want to turn to them to see what their propaganda is, and
correct.
I wouldn't trust RT to properly report on what's going on in Ukraine
or Russia.
Right.
Exactly.
I don't have any interest in that. But
so you have to be judicious.
Yeah, you got to look for your blind spots. Al Jazeera is an interesting reporting agency. Looks at looking what they do.
Even Press TV, which is the Iran group that is out there, they do a good job on some stuff too. So keep that in mind. That's where we're getting the story, RT.com from
right.
Canada.
If you pick a team and you say, well, this team of people, this team of nations or this particular nation is always going to be the one that delivers me the best news, prepare to be propagandized. You are the fool they're looking for.
So Snowden's talking to some Canadian high school students about a codename Levitation program. That's what it's called in Canada. They apparently have their own global surveillance program, and they have been tracking and essentially copying, from what I understand, files that are uploaded and downloaded by various different users of internet connections across Canada. And according to Snowden, you've got to be careful with this new law that's been proposed in Canada, the new anti-terror law that's been proposed. He says once you let the powers get rolling, it's very difficult to stop.
You know, when I was thinking of here quite recently, as far as government programs that get rolling, we were just talking about marijuana. And they've, you know, now the governments in the states are, they're vying for the tax money. And I was wondering about sort of the incrementalism from going from prohibition of alcohol to what we have today. Look how long it's been. I don't think there's not very many people alive that were alive during prohibition at all, and I don't think anybody who remembers it. It's that long ago. But we still have these complicated and stupid distribution systems and taxes and licenses for alcohol as though you need this stuff, as though it's doing anything.
Well, it's putting money in the bureaucrat's pocket.
That's exactly what it is. Now, tell me how you...
it's protecting the big alcohol manufacturers from upstart nanobreweries as well.
Yeah. Tell me how you undo this stuff. No one's going to... I mean, there's just no...
I went into the state house a couple weeks ago and advocated they abolish the liquor commission entirely. Apparently, according to one of the state reps who was actually on the committee that was watching me say that, he ran into me the next week in the lunchroom. Because here in New Hampshire, the state reps mingle with the little people in the lunchroom. Anyway, he ran into me and introduced himself and said he told me I should have seen the look on the face of the director of the New Hampshire Liquor Commission as I made the state. statement to the committee that I thought the entire thing should be abolished. He said it was priceless.
Yeah, this guy's like, my kids are going to starve, right? Like, he doesn't think about making the world safe. They're not making the world safe. Look at alcohol, DUI deaths are all over the place. That has nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
It's just this complicated bureaucracy that's in place. The taxes are giving, you're feeding the bureaucrats, and they're not going to let go. What it takes to undo this stuff is going to be phenomenal, and that's exactly what we're talking about here.
Well, I mean, just an aside here, we'll come back to Ed Snowden in a moment. You mentioned that it would be a phenomenal effort, and you're right. I mean, changing the inside of a political system, pretty much any aspect, even a small aspect of it, takes a phenomenal effort. And, you know, just this weekend here in Keene, New Hampshire, we had a number of activists go to the local school board, what they call a deliberative session, wherein they essentially talk about these ballot warrant articles that'll appear for voters to vote on next month about the school board and the budget and all of that. And one of the local activists, Conan Soliday, who's been one of the guest co-hosts on the show a couple times, he submitted some petitioned warrant articles, meaning that he got people to sign ballot petitions saying, we agree, this should be listed on the ballot for the voters to vote on. And
right.
He went through four of these different ballot initiatives. He got at least 25 people per initiative to sign their names to this. And that doesn't mean they necessarily support the text. That just means they support putting it on the ballot to be voted on.
Sure.
And so at this meeting, one of the things that can be done at these meetings, these deliberative sessions, as they're called, is that you can meddle with the proposed ballot initiatives. So there's a lawyer who attends all of these meetings, and he comes and he sits in the same chair every single year, right next to one of the microphones. They have two microphones set up in the aisles for people to talk, and he hops right up as soon as they bring up one of these, you know, voter ballot initiatives. He hops right up and, motion to amend the ballot initiative to such and such and change this word over here, change that word, and basically completely gut the meaning and the intention of the initiative. And it's just the amount of effort you have to put in just to change one little policy of one school board is ridiculous and takes so much work.
Well, don't even change it. Give the voters the opportunity
to vote on it. Yeah.
To vote on it.
Yeah.
This is, you know, this is the kind of nonsense. You never even get a chance to vote on it. Here's what I want to know, and I know you guys worked very hard on this, and I hate the fact that, you know, I don't live in the same town, and I don't like it when people who really don't have any skin in the game, and that would be me, give advice to those that do have skin in the game. But let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Did anybody say to this guy, hey, look, if you do this again to one of our bills, we're going to bring 50 ballot initiatives next year?
No, that wasn't said, but what was said this year...
Because I think that'd be really important. Look, Jack Hall,
well,
you go ahead and you let the voters... Well, he'll care when there's 50 of them, and he has to... And everybody's going to be there for 3 days trying to modify this
stuff. The problem with that, Mark, is that the 50 would each have to require 25 signatures apiece, and so each signer would literally have to go through 50 sheets.
They absolutely would.
It would be a lot of work and likely, you know, fairly unlikely that you would accomplish that, I think.
I think you can get 25.
Besides that, this man's dedicated. I mean, he's willing to come out to all of these, and he's willing to gut every single one of them. But what I did say to him was, when he made his first proposal...
He's dedicated, but the 100 people in the room that voted with him, they're not dedicated. And they're going to...
You'd be surprised.
They're going to hate you, but they're going to leave. They're just not going to be there for 50 ballot initiatives.
Well, I can tell you what I said to him here in a little bit. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And more Snowden coming up.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you'd like toll-free here on the Live Sunday edition, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and you can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you there. If you like the show and you appreciate the work that we're doing here on Free Talk Live, then one of the things you can do to support Free Talk Live is to shop with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon US, UK, and Canada. You go in there and get whatever you're looking for, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the purchase. Rather than Amazon keeping all the profits, they send some to us as a thank you for sending them the business.
They got plenty of profits.
Yeah, you're going to be doing your shopping online anyway. You might as well just take a moment and go to shop.freetalklive.com before you get started. So, Mark, I said I was going to tell you what I did say to this attorney. We were talking about the difficulty of how arduous it can be to just try to change one small aspect of the ridiculous governmental system that we have. Even in a relatively small place where we live here, Keene, New Hampshire, even in this relatively small place, you would think that it would be, you know, it's easier here than it would be in a place like New York City. And even here, I mean, it's incredibly difficult. As I was saying, there are these warrant articles.
Well, it's not that hard to change it because they change it every year. That they vote to increase.
Changes what?
The people who are pro-government at the school board. They're
on the school board.
Okay, so at the school, what is the meeting called that you went to?
This is called a deliberative session where they go over warrant articles that are submitted by the school board and by individuals who have collected petition signatures.
Right.
And the school board can put whatever articles they want on there.
About 110 people showed up to this event. Is that about right?
I'd say about 100.
Okay, about 100 people showed up. About 10 of them were your guys, and about 90 of them were their guys, right?
Mostly school teachers, employees.
Right, and somehow they can come out to basically ask for bigger budgets and those sorts of things.
That's correct.
They understand that, hey, is all we have to do is, you know, put it on the ballot, and maybe somebody will vote for it. And they do that all the time. They successfully change things pretty regularly. So
that's right.
It's not hard for them. The pro-government forces are out there, and they're very successful.
They're entrenched,
yeah,
and you
all around the country.
And unentrenching them is very, very difficult. Now, one of the things that happens at these meetings is the articles that the average voters, the voters submit, are gutted by an attorney who comes in. He doesn't work for the school board. He's just a local busybody, and he knows the system because he's an attorney. And he comes in there, and he makes proposals, and, of course, all the teachers in the room back him up, and the family members of the teachers also attend. And they back him up, and they gut all these articles. And so all the effort that we put into trying to get these things on the ballot, and when I say we, I guess I really mean Conan Soliday, who's done an amazing job, one of our sometime co-hosts here, the guy who created Black Sheep Rising,
mm-hmm,
at blacksheeprising.org. He deserves almost all the credit for this because he put the time and effort into actually doing the petition. They basically just strip all of that effort out from under him within a matter of 2 hours,
yep,
at this meeting, and all you can do is vote against it, which if you don't have the numbers, you can't stop it. But then the thing is, Mark, even if one of these things does pass, even if by some miracle Ted Perrin has a heart attack, and, you know, he can't come next year and no one else fills his shoes, which I suspect someone would. But, you know, even if these proposals aren't gutted and one of them actually goes onto the ballot, well, then the position of the school board will be that these are illegal. And they'll then challenge them in court. And so it's not like even then it'll be something that will take effect or actually make a difference.
Right.
So it's incredibly difficult.
The idea that this is government of the people, by the people, for the people, is absolute ludicrous nonsense. If you still believe that,
yeah,
you belong back in grammar school. You're that foolish.
Well, right. I mean, wait till you see the video. I know Daryl, our Friday night co-host, is going to get the full video footage of this was what was a five-hour-long meeting. And then cut it down to the most interesting portions, probably be a half hour after you do that. But when he does that, it should be very, very interesting because it makes it really clear that there's two classes. You know, there's the class of the politically connected, and then there's the class of the average person. And the politically connected class rules, and the average person class doesn't get to do anything.
It's never been any different.
And it's really just crystal clear on display here. But what happened this year was a little different. Because last year, we kind of trolled them a little bit during their ballot initiatives, the ones that the school board puts on. They have like 9 or 10 of them usually. And so we would go up and make a proposal to change the budget from $63 million to $5 million less than that, or zero, or things,
yeah,
like that, that were essentially just designed to draw out the meeting. Because you had said that, well, if you make the meeting longer, then that might fatigue the people who are there. But really, it doesn't seem to fatigue them. Because
it certainly angers them.
We've upset them. There's no doubt about that. And they're... There have been times, there was one meeting that went in the evening, actually. Normally it starts on a Saturday morning, and so you've got all day Saturday to go through it. They postponed it one year because of snow to a Tuesday evening. On that evening, we did notice that as things were getting late, there was a noticeable decline in the amount of people there. But on the Saturday, it wasn't the case. And so really all we ended up doing was upsetting some of our own friends who were there and who basically said, yeah, you guys drew it out last year, and we don't want to come back as a result of that. So that tactic didn't really seem to work. But what I did point out was that when the first voter initiative came up this year, so they go through all the school board ones first, and there's about 9 or 10 of those.
Yep.
And then when the first voter initiative one came up, of course, the lawyer stands up and he proposes his amendment. And I came up and I said, I'd like to ask Ted Parent to remove his amendment in the name of making this meeting go smoother and allowing the voters to actually decide on this wording. And I pointed out, we did not make any proposals previous to this. None of us, the liberty activists here, had gotten up during any of their initiatives and made any proposals to change them. So we can't be blamed for drawing this meeting out. It was this guy, this attorney, who, you know, had he just sat down and
right.
all of these
initiatives. Somebody came by and blamed you guys, right?
For drawing the meeting.
You had a little old lady come by and, I understand you've got a right to do this.
Middle-aged woman.
But yeah, this is what annoys people.
Now, what she was upset about was that we demanded a ballot vote for every single vote rather
than a
vote.
Well, how the hell? I mean, this is one of the ways they cheat. Dear God in heaven, yes, I want to know how many people voted on something.
So, anyway, that's what I pointed out was, look, we didn't mess with any of your stuff. Could you please not mess with these? And, of course, he said, I'm not going to withdraw it, and I will continue, and I will actually
amend. I'm a raging a-hole.
That's what he is.
Here's what you should go ahead and do is you should just say, okay, I propose to double what Ted Parent says. If a $63 million is good enough for the kids in Keene, New Hampshire, yeah. let's make it $163 million.
Well, we were already past that at that point. That was the first thing that had come up. But what I did say in response to him, because he said basically what he said back to me was, well, I do intend to amend all of these voter articles. And I said, well, in that case, I intend to amend all of your amendments. And then there was a groan that came up from the crowd at that point. Oh, my God, how dare these free staters.
Right. God knows this jackhole who's going to hear amending everything. Somebody else wants to come in and amend what he is amending.
So here's what happens.
Why is it? Tell me, what is the mouth-breathing stupidity of statists where they say that somehow somebody doing something that isn't what they want is, I mean, that's evil or wrong, but when they do it, it's okay.
Oh, yeah.
I don't get it. I don't understand how it is. You're just trying to mess with us. We're not trying to mess with you. We want to keep our money, and you're stealing it from people.
Well, I also mentioned that they need to, if they think their schools are so great, then why do they have to threaten people with taking their homes from them in order to fund them? And more groans and cut off his mic. And I was threatened, been had my mic cut off multiple times by the moderator of this particular forum. And of course, then the attorney gets up and he starts praising the school board and talking about how great they are. Nobody cuts his mic off in that particular case. So what happened was I then got up after he proposed his amendment, and then James Cleveland, who's another activist here, proposed an amendment after that, which his got shot down. So the attorneys won, you know, all the people in the audience backed him. James has got shot down. So I got up to propose a third amendment, and then the moderator cuts off further amendments at that point. And so I challenged the decision of the moderator, and then there's a vote on that, and of course everybody overrides me, and they side with the moderator. But what they started doing after that, whenever the attorney would get his approval on gutting the articles, I would try to get up to propose an amendment, and they would basically just... They'd basically just cut off further discussion at that point. So they wouldn't even allow for participation as far as other people proposing the amendments. The whole thing was so clearly a scam and just a
right.
You know,
and this is
outrage.
It's just so demoralizing going to these
things.
Because you're never – I mean, if you think you're going to get something done – The people who want smaller government, they've gone. They've seen how difficult it is. They're never going back. And we've seen liberty activists who moved to the state of New Hampshire to get active, who claim the only way to do it is within the system, say, I just can't do it, man. I just can't go.
Here's what Susan Hay says. She's a school board member. Quote, we don't need a very small minority of people in this community that do not in any way represent the will of the people telling us how to do our job.
But their job is to let voters vote on something.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-453. But numbers can help with this. And so more movers as part of the Free State Project will definitely help shift things in the right direction. 855, 453. More coming up. More from Edward Snowden also on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges. Yeah!
This is Dobby Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write worms in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.